Good evening. You're listening to everybody's favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, 104.1 FM, KSCO.com. I'm Chris Spencer with your weather and traffic updates for tonight. Let's see, a 20% chance of showers before 8 p.m., partly cloudy, a low around 46. Wednesday, increasing clouds, a high near 59. Wednesday night, rain before 11 p.m., a low around 44. 100% chance of that happening. Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight. Small craft advisory in effect from Wednesday afternoon through Thursday morning. West winds 15 to 25 knots, becoming northwest 5 to 15 knots after midnight. Wind waves 3 to 4 feet, becoming 2 feet or less in a west swell 4 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. And a look at your traffic out there this evening. And looks like a traffic hazard, 951 30th Avenue in the Santa Cruz area, which appears to be some vehicles blocking the roadway in a hit-and-run, no injuries, 260 Rio Del Mar Boulevard in the Santa Cruz area. And it's about 64 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Perlberg and Terry Campion.
West TC, good evening. Welcome to the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting right here from Santa Cruz, California. Already regretting my decision tonight of bringing in my guests. They're already harassing me. I think that harassment comes from the red libation provided by NB Wineries. Oh, did I say wineries?
Yeah,
oh, it's alcohol-free. Is my microphone working, Christopher? Yeah, it is working. My guests tonight are... let's say you were hosting Mr. Rob Roscoe. How would you describe the man to the left of you if you had your own radio show?
The man, the myth, the legend, Rich Novak. He invented surfing. Skateboarding. Then the precision bearing and the urethane wheel.
So that's three things.
Yeah, what else?
What else did he invent?
Well, the best thing I did was bring Rob from Ohio.
No, he didn't bring him from Ohio. He brought his own butt from Ohio.
Yeah.
On
a Greyhound bus.
Yeah. And I know how much money in his pocket, too.
Really?
Yeah, 800 bucks.
Huh?
No, it was 600.
It was 600. Gosh, darn it.
That would have lasted longer.
It was $600.
Yeah, but then he ran into Fausto, and he ended up with $200 when Fausto was done.
Can I introduce you guys properly?
No.
No? Okay, fine.
This is Terry Campion from Cancun, Mexico, calling you on my satellite microphone just to check in on it.
Can you get close to the microphone?
Sure.
Ali Akmar, what was that statement out there that you wrote on the KSCO sign, which had no stupid people beyond this point?
Well, Ali Akbar is praise the Lord, or God is great.
It's going down south quick.
This show?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, those are statements that we really shouldn't be using on the phone, on the radio, because it's...
Why not?
Because it's kind of like there's people out there that are sensitive.
Okay, if you are sensitive tonight, don't call 831-479-1080. Because every time somebody calls a show, it's like, God, people just hate the show, you know? They just...
Well... They should call the show to ask some questions.
Okay.
And that way then you can kind of dictate the direction the show is going. If we don't like to answer the question, we say we don't want to answer the question.
Do you want to take some phone calls?
Sure, I'll
831-479-1080. Rob doesn't want to take phone calls. Rich does.
Well, I'll make them.
You want to call in?
Look at those lines light up. Wow.
831. Are we giving away Santa Cruz mountain bike? Santa Cruz Bicycles mountain bike?
What, do I look like Santa Claus?
Apparently, that's a no.
Santa Claus has hair.
Huh? Oh, by the way, you can watch his show on Facebook Live with Santa Cruz Waves. My good friend Yuri Barragan, who is not just a cameraman, he is a TT racer on the Isle of Man, which is, for anybody who knows motorcycle racing, is a stupid thing to do.
It's not stupid.
It's nuts.
It's just considered crazy.
It's crazy.
But it's really, cool.
People
to be
die
honest.
On that island.
Oh, every year there's at least two people that die.
And every
in that
time
race.
I see him, I'm like, thank God you're alive. Thank
yeah,
you.
For
good
sure.
to see you tonight. Good to see you, buddy. He's our
definitely.
Cameraman tonight. So you can watch live, but you can watch the handsome Rich Novak.
That's pushing it.
You know, I'm a little disappointed tonight, Rich, Rob, because the Ferrari didn't make an appearance. You drove up here in the other Volkswagen that you have out there.
That's not a Volkswagen.
Well, it's where was the night? I'm expecting the.
No, we.
That thing you drove up in last
I repossessed
sweet.
It.
Did I don't think
Just
I drove that,
that
before.
That kind of station wagon-y Ferrari thing?
No, I don't have that anymore.
You got rid of it?
Yeah.
It's a piece of crap?
No.
Just the one you at least came one. Up?
Exactly.
In studio tonight, the one and only Mr. Rob Roskopf. If anybody doesn't know Rob Roskopf, would you want to describe, Rich, who Rob Roskopf is?
Well, he's about 5'10", blonde, fairly good looking.
Okay.
Wow, you're making me shorter.
Kids.
I've shrunk, but I haven't shrunk that much.
You were 6 foot, weren't you?
I was, and now I'm 5'11 and a half.
Yeah.
Going on 5'11 now.
He used to skateboard pretty well. And then he got involved into mountain biking. Do you want to do we we've dragged that up before, haven't we, on the show? Talked about that.
Yeah, Rob is a great skater and he's a great mountain biker. And
now I'm old.
Now he's
what
a,
about
now
hockey
he's
player?
Old and he's a business, he was a good hockey player. I think he probably from what I know, which is very little about his hockey.
Right.
But weren't you in the juniors with Gretzky's level or something?
Yeah, Gretzky was 2 years older than me.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I played
in the same league.
Yeah.
So he was a
Were you better? Okay, top four. I'm going to go BMX, skateboarding, hockey, and mountain biking. Which were you the best at in your life?
Probably hockey.
But when did you when you were in Mount Clemens, was it Mount Clemens?
I was born in Mount Clemens,
right,
Michigan.
So you lived there, right?
I was 12, yeah.
But did you have ideas to become a professional hockey player?
Yeah, that was the path I was on, but then my dad moved to Cincinnati, and it was like going from pros to beginners in hockey, and
right.
that didn't last long, 2 years, and then I got into skateboarding. So
right, you live in Cincinnati.
I don't regret anything. The path, you know, changed, but it was all for the better, so it's been a fun journey.
When did you put down the BMX and took a pick up? When did you go from two wheels to four wheels?
I did motocross first, well, BMX, motocross, and then skateboarding.
And then it came to California, got the California
yep.
dreaming, $600 in your pocket.
Yep.
When did you bump into this guy?
I met his partner, Fausto, who ran Independent Trucks.
Right.
And he sponsored me at Caballero's Stevie's Ramp. And then he's like, oh, you want to ride for Powell or Santa Cruz? And I always had wanted to ride for Santa Cruz. So
why'd
that was
an
easy
for
choice.
Just
admired what they did more than everybody else.
Right.
So. Why would you want to ride for Powell?
I don't know. I'm just asking him that.
I mean,
you know?
He's look at him.
Stevie's listening.
Well, I mean, look at him. Is he listening? No.
I'm joking.
831-479-10 is the phone number here.
Have you had Stevie on this show?
With who, Caballero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, Stevie's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But he's thinking, oh, but he wrote for Powell. So. Hey, Stevie's milked a career longer than pretty much everyone, I think.
I think Steve's done a really good job.
Yeah.
He milked it. All the way, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
probably
you're still
one of the biggest sellers.
Aren't you still milking
event.
It, too?
No, I can't. I'm old.
Yeah, but you're still milking it.
Yeah.
You still got the cow. The cow's in your office. In the front, in that little corner pocket there with the round table with the magazines on it.
Yeah, that's
the cow's
where they put
next
me.
To it.
Yeah, they put. That's what they. That's where they put me.
They put him out to graze.
I love his schedule, by the way. I call up and go, when's he going to be in the office? Oh, 11:15. When's lunch? 11:45.
I learned from the best.
Yes.
Hey, you got to, you know, somebody's got to buy you lunch.
Before we go to break, I've got to mention the sponsors of the show. Gosh darn it, really quickly. Julie from Toyota. Thank you, Julie from Santa Cruz Toyota for sponsoring the show since day one. If you get a chance, you want to stop by the Toyota dealership right there on corner 41st and Highway 1. They have something there for you. Obviously, 2018 Toyotas and 150 new used vehicles, certified Toyota vehicles for you to choose from. Also, Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville. I can't get the text, which I need to get from the text because my phone's being used. But they have just go to Straw Hat Pizza Facebook page. They've got a great event happening tomorrow night, Wednesday. And they do deliver in Aptos. Very important that I do say that Straw Hat Pizza Martinsville does deliver an Aptos. This is Neil here with Rich Novak and Rob Roscoff. We'll be right back. This is a very short break. Don't go away.
This is Numa and Isaac from Aloha Island Grill. Well, summer's right around the corner here in Santa Cruz, and that means one thing. It's time to come get your grind on at the Aloha Island Grill.
Come over to Aloha Island Grill and eat some food.
We're located on the corner of Portola and 17th Avenue, and we've got a beautiful lanai for you to come sit out on. We've got a fine assortment of plate lunch, fresh ahi poke, and other wonderful treats for you to enjoy.
My favorite food at Aloha Island Grill is Kalua Pig.
We've got ice-cold beer and wine for those hot summer days. And try some of our homemade POG, Passion Orange Guava Juice. It's delicious. For to-go orders, give us a call at 479-3299. Find us on the web at AlohaIslandGrill.com or come on down to 1700 Portola Drive. Aloha Island Grill is a proud member of Think Local First.
As a surfer, sailor, fisherman, or ocean lover, you must understand what's happening at the coast. A wave clock on your desk or wall shows you in an instant, on easy-to-read dials, exactly what's happening out there now. Sure, you can get your wave information on smartphones and computers, but there's nothing fun, natural, or easy about it. We created WaveClock to marry digital information with old-world instrumentation to provide a real-time view of the waves and tides in a beautiful piece of functional art. It's a weather station linked to your phone, providing updates on waves and tides every 30 minutes. And it's real measurements at the location you choose, not some uncertain forecast. Join us at thewaveclock.com to see the latest and download the free app. Use the code KSCO to get an exclusive discount for listeners now.
And we're back here with the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting from Santa Cruz, California. Absolutely glorious day today. This portion of the show is brought to you by our newest sponsor, our local surfing farmers insurance agent, Sean Rovi. If you're looking for home, health, auto, commercial, or renters insurance, give Sean a call at 462-3222 or just click on roviinsurance.com. Sean Rovi, my buddy, just mentioned that he burned me on three waves this morning, at least three.
You deserve
that
it.
That bastard. Burned me on three waves.
You think if you wore that beautiful wetsuit?
Do you like my new wetsuit? The Funky Seal wetsuit. Do you like that thing?
Who makes that?
Funky Seal wetsuits out of England.
We can't really use that term, certain terminology on the seal.
It makes sense it came from England, though.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How ugly is it?
It's just, yeah, it's really ugly.
Right. It's yeah. It's.
But it looks like it came from England.
It
but
does.
It looks like you.
Thank you. How do you feel? Rich, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while now. How do you feel about firemen?
Firemen?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be needing them soon, so I really have a good, you know, I'm really in love with firemen. They're a lovely group of people. But, you know, they're very much of a necessity.
Do you have a fireman in your family by any chance? Is there a fireman in your family?
Oh, yeah.
There is?
My friends are firemen.
Right.
I have a relative that's a fireman.
Which relative is it? Is it close to you or just...
He's my nephew.
Oh.
And then I have my kind of like nephews. They're firemen. My best friend's a fireman.
Okay.
And all the guys that I knew, they either became firemen or teachers because that way they could surf a lot and have a lot of time off. And then just in the last, since 9/11, they hit the bonus. They got up into the bingo situation.
That's the touch point right there. The bonus.
The bonus.
But, you know, when we grew up, the whole point was is putting as little amount of time into working as you can. So you picked an occupation.
And you going with firemen?
Fireman was a great one. You work 5 days a week or a month or something.
Right.
I don't know what it is. And teachers, you used to work 185 days a year. Now it's probably down to 130 or 140.
Thank you for your view on firemen there, by the way. Appreciate that.
No, they're great. They're a great asset to any community. They're part of how you make a community.
Right.
I'm going to need them. That's all I got to say.
Do we jam them up, Rob?
pretty much locked them out.
Should we go? I have skateboard questions here, but that's pretty boring because we talked about it before. Should we talk about Zuckerberg or Amazon?
No.
Zuckerberg's short.
He's only 5'7".
That's what I heard.
Is that a problem for him, do you think?
Well, he's probably hard seeing.
What did he say today? What did he get question? What was the question you got today? Does he have competition?
Yeah. He was asked if he has competition and if he thought he was a monopoly.
And what did he say?
He walked around the whole thing. Or I should say he walked around both questions.
Did you like that?
No. It just makes me want to punch him in the face, personally.
Whoops,
I'm checking
ringing.
His phone call. What do you
it
think?
It just went.
Who
silent.
Is this? Who's calling? Hang on a minute. Let me just see. Are you there?
Hello?
Who is this?
John from Aptos.
Hey, John. What's happening?
I want to talk to Rich Novak.
He's right here.
Okay. I'm right here.
What do you want to say to Rich? Yeah, he's not there any longer.
That was it?
That was it. He wanted to talk to you. You know what? He did get a chance to talk to you.
I know. I was curious.
Whoever that was, I don't know what happened, but...
John from Aptos.
It's John from Aptos. Thanks for calling.
Do we know any Johns in Aptos?
I don't know. He could be a fireman, too.
No, I think, well, John, he could be the product. He could be the...
Let's see if he's still there. Are you there still, sir?
You guys are coming across a little bit different, but I wanted to say this to Mr. Novak.
Yeah.
Years ago, I had was raising a foster son. It's kind of a long story, but he gave him a job at his skateboard company.
Yeah.
And he worked there for him.
What was his name?
It made a big, big difference in his life.
Oh, thank
and
you.
The skateboard company was just wonderful for him, and he's like 35 years old, I think. 34 years old now.
Well, that's good. That's a great phone call. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. That was John. See, you make a difference in someone's life.
Well, you know, you've got to reach out sometimes in the community and
piss them off.
No, it's we have a lot of kids we bring in, try to bring in 3 or 4 a year and
right.
give them a job. And
right.
pretty much what you try to do is get them to show up at a certain time and leave at a certain time.
Right.
And once you accomplish that, then you try to teach them a little bit about working.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you're on Santa Cruz skateboards down there, NHS. Why is TC banned from that place? Apparently he's banned from coming in there. It bugs him. And someone needs to ask you why TC is banned from coming in there.
I think that's a question you have to ask him because it was all his own doing.
Can I get an answer from you, a straight answer from you?
No, because it's TC. He owns that.
Right, he does it?
He
really?
Owns it. And it's he's got to answer
understand,
that question.
He can't understand why he's banned.
He understands.
Oh, he does?
He totally understands why. Like I said, he owns the whole situation.
Rob, have you been banned from have you been banned by him before?
By him? No.
Yeah, no.
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you still running Santa Cruz bicycles? Apparently you are still got to get a little while longer.
I'm still there.
What's happening?
But Joe Granny's my CEO now.
Okay, what's happening with electric bikes and mountain biking?
Oh, there's
that's
a lot.
That's a question that Rory, Yuri wanted to ask you about. What's happening with that? Is it?
In Europe, it's huge. It's a big part of the growth of the industry, I'd say, at this point. Access really there isn't an issue. Here it's a different story because access is a big issue because they consider it a motorized vehicle. And for the last 30 or some odd years, we've been selling, the agencies or whatever for trail access that we would never bring in a motorized vehicle. And so it's a touchy subject, and we want to preserve what trail access we have and continue to build on that.
Right.
And...
Isn't it?
I think it'll come in a wave at some point, but I think it's very, very different from mountain biking. Obviously, I think it's its own thing, so to speak.
Isn't it like putting Usain Bolt on steroids? Is
sure.
Well, it allows
Lance Armstrong was on steroids.
That's true.
Yeah. It allows an average person.
Now he does podcasts.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Is he doing podcasts?
You haven't seen that?
Oh, no, yeah. I've seen. Are they bad?
I watched a couple just to see, and he's taking it pretty well, I'd say.
Are you a fan of his?
In some ways, I respect what he did because at that time, pretty much everybody was doping that was competitive, and he was the best. So I give him that. I don't think they should have taken him away because everybody else was doping.
Right.
That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
There's a couple other things I don't like about him, what he did, but, you know, that's my opinion.
Right.
So.
You two characters sit in front of me. By the way, my guests tonight on the Off the Radio Show are Rich Novak from Santa Cruz Skateboards, NHS, and Mr. Rob Roskopf. So you guys got the bike company going. You guys sold the bike company. What's next?
With Rob?
Yeah, you and him. The odd couple here.
Well, I think we sit around and tell stories about how cool we were.
Were you cool?
We were totally cool. Look at us.
I was
cool. No. Look, he was good looking. He's a good looking dude. You're not so good looking.
Well, I was, maybe.
You know what? That picture that someone sent of you in the Speedo.
Oh, that's a good picture, isn't it?
Well, you know, when you're in that picture?
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in El Salvador.
Yeah, and it was the 60s or 70s?
Early 70s.
I must admit, you did look good in that Speedo.
Well, that's right up your alley, though, isn't that? You guys run around in banana hammocks in Europe.
Here we go.
Isn't that what you guys wore?
Where? In England?
Yeah, you guys
look at the wetsuit I'm wearing, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's what I'm referring to. Yeah, that's the point.
No, I wore Speedo in water polo in school.
You guys were on the beach with them.
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's don't roll that one this way. That's El Salvador with an undercarry.
Can we get to the question here, please?
Well, give me a question.
My question was, what are you guys up to now? What's next?
Oh, I don't know. What's next with Rob and I?
Yeah.
We're still working our way through the bicycle world.
Yeah.
We have another, two or three years?
A couple of years.
And then must have something on the horizon that you can break loose on the Off the Radio Show.
Oh, it's whatever comes up. You know, we're spontaneous. If something comes up and I need Rob to help me out, I call him up.
I mean, I'm old, but he's really old.
I know he's really old.
So kind of enjoying the twilight of our years.
Do you want to give us a Novak story?
There's too many.
Do you want to give us a good one? One of your favorites? This is the one that sticks out that you don't mind sharing.
Those stories I don't really want to share over the air. We live in the land of PC now, so we've got to be very careful.
Ahmad Allah. What's it called? What'd you
Ali
say?
Akbar.
There goes that.
Ali Akbar? Is that what it is?
Well, you remember in the 70s when they had way more terrorist actions than they do now?
Here we go. We're getting down to politics.
So anyway, what I used to do...
Hang on a second. It's 7:28 and 51 seconds. Here we go. We're talking politics.
No, here we go. This is just a survival story.
Right.
So in the 70s, right after they did the Munich thing and killed all those people, it was really kind of a weird deal to fly. And so with blonde hair and blue eyes, if you start traveling around the Middle East or North Africa or lower Mediterranean, it got a little sketchy.
Yeah.
So what I used to do is take the Quran and put it on the dining table in front of me on the airplane. So if the airplane got hijacked, I could grab the Quran and pull off a couple of Ali Akbars and maybe live through it.
You got to admit that's pretty smart.
But I'm here, right?
You are here.
Yeah, so they maybe it worked.
What are we going to do to fix the country, Rich? I mean, you're a highly successful businessman here in Santa Cruz and nation and worldwide. What are we going to do to fix what we got going on?
I just think there's too many idiots running it. I don't know if there's any. I don't know if it's fixable.
Too late? We've gone too far?
I don't know if it's too late. I just think there's too much conversation to try to fix. Nobody wants to really fix something. They just want to kick the can down the road, and everybody wants to point their finger at everybody else. So
they want to keep their jobs.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, if you're an American and you have a problem, you fix the problem. And they want to spend gazillions of dollars talking about the problem. And it's easy. There's a problem, fix it, you know. But we're a big country. It's a great country to live in. We're just totally polarized now until we can, you know, get the radical either side out of the way and let the moderates in the middle roll with it. But, you know, liberal democracy is what created what we're in and globalization. And there's a lot of people that don't want globalization. They want to go to nationalism, and that's the start of the destruction of the whole system.
You have a view on this, Rob?
I'm with him on that.
You are? 831-479-1080 is the phone number right here. We have so far not talked about any skateboarding, any mountain biking. Talking about fixing this damn country right here on the Authentic Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery. With this Thursday, they're raising money for Farm Discovery, and Sleight of Hand Pizza will be there making wood-fired pizzas with double IPA jelly. Okay. Also brought to you by Lighthouse Bank, downtown Santa Cruz. Lighthouse Bank, member FDIC, serving the communities of Santa Cruz County since 2007. Lighthouse Bank is ranked as the fifth healthiest bank of the nation for 2017, providing all the convenience of modern technology with the satisfaction of premier customer service. And, yes, their president, he does serve. That's Lighthouse Bank at lighthousebank.net. Neil here with Mr. Rich Novak and Mr. Rob Roscoff. We'll be right back with some more entertaining Off the Lip Radio Show. Don't go away.
This is Brad and Timmy.
And Cleo's in Cleo's Corner at Pono Hawaiian Grill.
Featuring wraps, teriyaki bowls, plate lunches, amazing and creative salads, vegetarian and gluten-free options, and over 20 different types of poke, all made to order, fast, fresh, and healthy. And what's your favorite, Cleo?
The chicken fingers.
Located at 120 Union Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Call us for takeout at 831-426-PONO or check us out on the web at PonoHawaiianGrill.com. We put the ONO in Pono.
Hey, this is Steve Pereira, the beach guy at Bailey Properties in Santa Cruz. My wife Diane and I have been selling beach homes in the Santa Cruz area since 1982. But what we're really selling is the lifestyle. This is what we call Pereiradice. We'd love to have you here in Santa Cruz County. If you've been looking for a beach home or you want to sell your beach home, give us a call. We have the experience, knowledge, and we're fun to work with. Hey, check us out on lifesabeach.com, where you can check out updated listings at the beach. Thanks for your support. Give us a call. My wife, Diane, at 818-5939, and Steve at 818-7064. We're the beach people here in Santa Cruz. Give us a call. We know the beach.
Hey, this is Fig from Surf City Sandwich. We offer the finest craft sandwiches in the county with unique and creative flavor combinations sure to satisfy. Our motto, Go Fresh or Go Home, means we take the quality and consistency of our food very seriously. Fresh local bread and produce is delivered to us each day so you can be sure you are eating the best grinds in town, like our delicious tiki tuna or Vulcan mind melt. Try out our latest creations, The Claw, Chipotle Chicken Club, and Calabrian Meatball. We offer craft beer with 8 rotating taps, featuring some of the top local brewers in Santa Cruz. Located at the north end of 41st Avenue in the Soquel Tower Plaza. Call us for takeout at 346-6952. Check out our website for online ordering at surfcitysandwich.com and be stoked on sandwiches.
Okie dokie, we're back with the Off the Lip Radio Show. Hang on, Nikki, we'll be right with you. This is Skylar from Santa Cruz. Skylar, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good. Am I on the air right now?
You are on the air right now. Congratulations,
oh, awesome.
You made it.
Right. Well, I heard you guys talking about El Salvador earlier. And I just, like, quick fact, my grandpa was the ambassador of El Salvador to Canada and the United States, was the youngest person to serve on the UN ever, and also knew Che Guevara and Fidel Castro, unfortunately. I just thought it was funny you guys were talking about El Salvador because I've got a little bit of history in my family. And
you
here
sure
I
do.
In Santa Cruz.
You sure do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
that's royalty. El Salvador royalty right there.
Cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't really like El Salvador very much. I don't think I'm going to go there, but okay. I prefer Santa Cruz.
Yeah, we all do.
Great.
Thanks, Skylar. Appreciate the phone call. This is Nikki from Capitol. Nikki, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
We are doing very well. Thank you very much.
Well, It's a beautiful night. Beautiful night.
Lovely.
Lovely. Beautiful night. Now, listen, I want to tell you guys the reason that people are not, okay, people have lost interest in their politicians because the politicians are not being held, responsible for their mistakes and their sins and their wrongdoings.
Is this question directed at Rich Novak by any chance?
No, we're talking about why people are not, no, it's not. It's a general question. Why people are not interested in their politicians anymore.
Okay.
Right. We totally agree with you on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
I think what they need to do is get interested and realize, not take for granted, about how we got here and how hard it was to make our United States so wonderful.
Right. That's exactly right.
Very cool. Yeah. Nikki, thank you for calling. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This is Nick from Nick, where are you, buddy?
Royal Oak.
Oh, that's right. You're from the Royal Oaks guy. How's it going?
I was without a car today. I know that we had to be good.
What's up?
Rich, I left some artwork over at NHS. And I was just wondering if you got it.
It's on the wall.
Towhead?
What was it?
It was Towhead.
Oh, I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
Oh, how do I get it to you?
You go in and the lady at the desk is named Trill.
Give her $5 and you're in.
Yeah, give her $5 and you got it. No, if you just hand it to her, it'll get to me.
Trill?
Yeah. Trill. T-R-I-L-L. Trill.
There you go, Nick.
It was designed by a guy from Monterey Bay Murals, and his dad was Dick Spooner.
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah, he was down at Cal's once. You know, he's like 62 now or 64, and he says he was standing. He thinks he's standing by you, and this guy comes up to you and says, "Do you know where Jay is?" And he says, "Like which Jay?" And he named off like 10 of them. Remember anything like that?
Well, there's a lot of J's.
Yeah, a lot of J's.
But there was only one real J in my life, and it depends on when he said it, and Jay passed away in 1979.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, Nick, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it. Going to move along here. This is Paul from Santa Cruz. Paul, are you there?
Hey, I got a question for Rob.
Okay. Rob, he's excited.
Can you talk about any skateboard-related injuries and surgeries that you've had?
His nose looking. His nose.
Surgeries.
His nose is really
brain
crooked.
Surgery.
Hey, it's not as bad as yours. Broke my tib and fib in above my ankle. That was pretty much the extent of skateboarding, other than a few concussions. It took a while to heal from the tib and fib. But
are you fixed?
I'm fixed too.
More injuries skateboarding.
I populated the earth quite enough.
Yeah. More. This show sucks, dude. This show's gone downhill. You came through the door tonight. What am I going to talk about? Well, you just said it right there. More injuries, skateboarding or mountain biking?
Mountain biking. Higher center of gravity hurts a lot more because you're up higher, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're going a lot faster.
But still prefer-
Not a lot faster, but faster.
You still prefer it?
What, mountain biking?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love skateboarding, but...
Was Rich any good as a mountain biker?
Yeah, he did pretty good for a while. I actually got him to race in the beginning.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do? What category?
He got third in one of the races.
What were you, the super seniors?
No, I didn't make the class
because
I lost some weight.
I'm 55 now, so that was a while
55?
Ago.
So Rob's in my class that I I had this one guy that I raced, and his thighs were bigger than my midsection. And I could take him on the downhills, but then there's always a 2.5 mile climb.
Yeah, and you're toast.
And he just toasted me.
Yeah.
Even though I had a lot of friends in Rob's age bracket that would try to drag me up there, didn't work. But I did pretty good with that one.
Yeah.
The trick of with Rob was doing the full suspension. That's where you can gain on those guys at that era because they were all riding hardtails and they get bucked over.
When you loaned him the Santa Cruz name, did it make a big difference to the bicycle company?
No, in the beginning you would think that, but in the beginning it was an uphill battle because when we first went into the shops and showed them the bike, they saw Santa Cruz on the side or on the down tube and they're like, "Don't you guys make toys?"
Right.
So that was an uphill battle for years. But we overcame it.
What piece of advice did you learn from the teacher over here that you use every day?
The biggest thing I probably learned from Rich is, you know, when the 08, the recession or whatever you want to call it, depression, that was a big learning curve it taught me you always have to focus on not getting too fat and run lean and mean, which was a great lesson, because from there on, after that, we skyrocketed pretty much.
The TASMA was introduced in 1993.
Four.
Did you prove right away to the cycling industry that you weren't just a flash in the pan skateboard company now making bikes?
Yeah, we got some really good test reviews from magazines at the time, and that elevated us pretty up.
Did you know you had a good product? Did you know you had a good product at the time?
Well, yeah, that was the whole point. It's always been about the product.
Right.
You make a great product, people will come, kind of thing.
Where was that product price-wise when you introduced it? Was it high?
It's high-end. It always has been.
And it sold?
Yes. It took time, obviously, but yeah.
You have to look at your competition, and most of the competition in that era was 300 to about 1,200.
300 to 1,200 what?
No. It was
300 to 1,200 dollars. Right.
And you know, the multiple of the large sailing, and you pick a number. Rob picked a number up here.
How much was the Tasman when it was introduced?
Well, it depended on what kind of build kit you put on it, but an average, a couple thousand.
Okay, so it was high end.
Yeah, exactly. Because we didn't want to ride any, you know, piece of crap, to be honest. We want to ride the best
stuff.
There
was a real nucleus during that era of bike people around. Rob and I were doing the Tasman.
Right.
And, Turner was doing, he came out with the front shocks, the rock shocks, and there was, you know, Bontrager was into the picture, and he moved over to Trek. But there was a lot of really good energy at that time, growth energy.
Right.
And plus the bike customer is very technically oriented, and he'll read and study these things, and the magazine would give the reviews, and they would live by it. Whereas a skater and a surfer, they're kind of retarded in that sense, in that they're surfers in 60s technology and the skaters are in 70s technology. Yeah. They're not advancing their technology yet.
Right.
The snowboarders took advantage of some of the technology and advanced it out, but the bike guys are totally into the technology.
When I came visiting there one day, I mean, it's for people out there locally or even not locally, if you get a chance, you come to Santa Cruz, take a tour of Santa Cruz bicycles. If you think about buying a bike, take a tour of the place. It's unbelievable. And what blew my mind when I came visiting you was the number of demos you get annually. People come demo the bikes there on the west side.
Yeah, just out of our showroom, we do about close to 5,000, I think.
A year.
A year, yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. No, it's a great program. And then we have a number of demo trucks that tour the East Coast, the Rockies and West Coast. So they're everywhere.
How much is a bike now, average bike? The low-end bike right now for Santa Cruz bicycles is?
I'd say our average retail price is about $4,500.
And how many pros do you have still riding for you? The South African,
a number.
That South African kid, what was his name?
Greg Minar.
Remember he came on the show? We had the opera singer here, remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. Greg Minar.
That was cool, yeah.
That was cool. She stood, 40 feet away from the microphone and, like...
We were very impressed.
We were very impressed. 831-479-1080 is the phone number here to give us a call. My guests tonight are the one and only Mr. Rich Novak and the one Mr. Rob Roskopf. That's what I can say about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by People's Coffee. Do you go to People's Coffee?
No.
thank you for lying and saying yes. They have great coffee, great pastries, and it's all.
Actually, I've never really been to People's.
You haven't?
No.
You should give it a try.
I probably will.
You should. You should give it a whirl.
I have a little vested interest in another one.
I know you do, huh? But you should check out the competition.
Yeah, you always got to check out
what I do.
Right?
Those coffees going on.
I'm just never driving down that road.
I know you got Verve Coffee on your mind.
Where's People's at?
It's over here on 17th and Bromer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
check it out.
It's on the corner.
How's Verve doing?
That is actually a really nice little coffee shop.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much for saying that.
It's got the porch that has the really good exposure for the sun.
Yeah.
You know, so you can sit out on the deck. They did a really good job of presentation.
Here's $5.
Come on, pay off.
This is Neil here with the Off-Air Radio Show. We'll be right back after this very short break. Give us a call, 831-479-1080. Thanks, Curtis, for sponsoring the Off-Air Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Attention surfers and paddleboarders. Don't let cold water or cold air take you out of the water for 5 to 6 weeks. Protect your ear canals with custom-made earplugs. The Listening Stack in Capitola is now offering custom earplugs molded to fit your ears perfectly, comfortably protecting your ear canals from the harsh elements of the Pacific Ocean. Stop messing with universal earplugs that don't work and try something that does. Mention Off the Lip Radio and receive an extra $20 off any custom molded earplugs in our store. The Listening Stack is located at the corner of Capitola Avenue at 41st. Listening Stack. Protect, enhance, enjoy. 831-498-9890.
Thinking of a vacation in Santa Cruz? Then contact Beach Nest Vacation Rentals at 831-722-0888 to make your reservation. The very best local vacation management company with their staff will take care of the tiniest of details to better your memorable Monterey Bay holiday. They are pet friendly with a choice of homes on or close to the beach in Santa Cruz and the Central Coast. For further information, go to beachnest.com or follow them on Facebook.
Chill Out Cafe on 41st Avenue Santa Cruz is not just a block from some of the world's best surf, but it is also where you can go relax and order the tastiest grub before and after your sesh. Plump burritos, fresh salads, sky-high sandwiches, and a superb selection of hot and cold drinks. They have something for you. Go to chilloutcafesantacruz.com to view their menu. And to place your order to go, call 831-477-0543. Chill Out Cafe, where they roll the fatties.
We're back with the Off-Fit Radio Show right here on KSCO. I mean, my last question here, skateboarding question for Rob, is the Target.
Right.
The logo.
Okay.
Yours.
Right.
Popular. You did it. You came up with it.
Yeah.
Jimbo. Jim.
So, I came up with the bullseye with the arm coming through the first one. And then... from there, really, Jim Phillips took it over, and just that whole progression. We were changing, I think, every 6 months. You know, more of the creature would come out of the Target.
Right.
Yeah, it worked out well.
That was a five phase event. Whereas what we did was is we marketed it in such a manner that I believe at the end of the 80s, Rob through that series probably sold more boards than any skater.
Is his deck still popular?
Yeah. Yeah, on the retro stuff, and then a runway fashion designer ripped off his logo.
What was that guy's name? That guy, that
Jeremy Scott.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he got his.
Is he still around?
Fortunately, he is, but I don't think he's gonna bother with our stuff anymore.
Did you talk to him?
No, I had some people talk to him.
Some people. I love the casino reference in the show.
Yeah.
The Goodfellas reference, too. This is Nick from I don't know where. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, from PG.
Nick from PG.
Yeah. I just wanted to say something to Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, I have this story where I used to have a skateboard from Santa Cruz. Anyways, so I put two motors, rocket motors, in the back, and I took off down some hill, and it melted my wheels.
That wasn't a good idea, was it?
I was kind of crazy. My friends had, my brother had come to Santa Cruz. I lived in Los Angeles, so and my friends loved the skateboard, and I was riding all over town, and then you know I always had these crazy ideas, and I just said, hey, what the hell? I'll put some rockets on here, and this thing will really take off.
I think that's probably the top of the crazy idea program.
Yeah, you win.
You win.
Yeah, he'll send you a new sky. You just hang on for a second. We'll get your phone number. We'll send you a new deck.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. Thanks, Jimmy. Call Nick, but talk to you soon.
I was going to tell you guys something. Oh. Are you guys ever going to make BMX again? Like, you know, I mean, I know you guys never made them, but you know, back in the 80s, you know how they had those cool BMX? Are you guys going to ever try to make something like that again?
Well, we did a couple of BMX bikes when we first started Santa Cruz, but that was short-lived. I don't think we'll do that again.
It would be cool. You know, those weird colors they would come out with, those bright colors and stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, NHS did the PK Ripper. You did a deal with him, right, with Perry Cramer.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, with all the screaming hands, right?
Thanks,
yeah.
Nick, for calling me. Appreciate it.
One more thing. I just wanted to know what kind of music you guys liked.
Well, Rich, he listens to Yo-Yo Ma. I think Rich Novak does.
I was talking about the
Nick. I know Yo-Yo Ma guy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you guys go. I'll let you
see
go.
You guys. Have a good one.
Where are we?
We're I've kind of got lost in the music.
831-479-1080. That's the first and last Yo-Yo Ma reference on the Off Date Radio Show. Did we talk about the target? We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered the target.
We did?
Yeah.
Where are we going now? We've got like 10 minutes.
You're like the moderator type guy, aren't you, that's supposed to come up with ideas and questions. And oops, got another phone call here. Let's grab the guy while we got time. we need any help we can get.
You're right. This show is terrible. By the way, this show is brought to you. This show is brought to you by.
Why are you saying that?
Because it is. You know, that's what Peter Mills says. It's so bad. You're so bad. It's good.
Well, I just think it's very, it's informative to people that need this kind of information. I don't think you should say you're ever terrible.
What kind of information?
Because it'll work on your psyche.
My psyche.
So then
my
all the people can come together and chant, and then
it's
bring you back to normal. And we have that one caller that could probably read you.
I'm just going to say one thing to you. Ahmed Akbar. This is Lucy from Watsonville. Lucy, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Listen, I was born and raised in Southern California, and we made our own skateboards. We didn't have money to buy skateboards, so we made them out of orange crates and our skates.
Very cool.
So, Lucy, you're kind of divulging your age on that part of
it. I'm 70.
Right.
That's
great. I can tell you're in that bracket. That was roller skates and orange crates with a handle on it, right?
No handle.
Oh, you were really risque.
We were, and we went down the wash behind our house. So when we fell over, we had washouts. They were called washouts.
And you probably had road rash.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I had skin where it wasn't supposed to be.
That's right. Then you probably, if you got in a car to ride, you'd have to sit on an inner tube, right?
Right.
Do you ever remember Thalia Street in Laguna Beach?
Yes, I do.
Well, in 1960s, Doug Hout and I decided to, we were great skateboarders, and so you were in a pair of trunks with no shoes, and we started shooting that street, and we drove back to Santa Cruz sitting on inner tubes. So I can totally get into your program.
Do you remember the first bikini called a scandal suit that had net between the top and the bottom? Very little top and bottom, and a big black net in between.
Yeah, well, I always carried scissors.
Oh, jeez. Well, you wouldn't have seen what my net worth was.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
That's
good. She's on.
Lucy, I'm doing the jokes around here.
Thank you.
Lucy's on a roll, man.
She is.
I probably would have found you a little snippy.
You would have.
Oh, yeah. Everyone finds him very snippy.
That's an understatement.
Thanks, Lucy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Lucy.
Bye, sweetheart. Okay, this is Hans from Santa Cruz.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Hans?
It's me, huh? Yeah, cool. Thanks. What a great show, you guys. I just want to give a shout out to see if you guys, I'm sure you do, pro skaters, know of Joe Gruber. He's the pastor of my church.
Yeah, at Hope Church, right?
Yeah, the Hope Church.
Yeah.
What a groovy dude. And I just want to give a shout out, and I hope you guys, I know you guys probably have skated with him, but he's one of the coolest cats I've ever known.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's been on the show a few times.
Yeah, cool. He's a great guy. Just
all right.
Want to say love you. Love you guys. Great show. And
thank you so much.
Be around. Keep skating, brothers.
All
thank
right.
you.
Adios.
All right. Bye. You keep skating, Rich.
Hey.
Rob, you keep skating, too. Last time you were on a skateboard was year and time.
Oh, it was this year?
No.
Yeah, it was when I was going to the bathroom.
Is your boy still playing soccer?
A little.
Good.
He's playing a little basketball now, too.
Oh, he is? Mm. What's his name again?
Harrison.
Harrison, that's right. Nice young man.
Thank you.
So we had nothing on the horizon for the team of Roskop Novak?
Well, we've got a lot of things going, but we really can't divulge our secrets.
What do you
right
mean
now?
You can't divulge the secrets? This is off that radio show. This is where you divulge the secrets.
That's the point.
This makes... I have one question for you.
Sure.
Are you attending the next, Capitola pancake breakfast at the fire station?
No.
You're not going to go with John?
No, he's Watsonville Fire Department.
Oh.
You got to get the departments in order.
Are you going to the next Watsonville Fire Department pancake breakfast?
No. I just put money in the boot as you drive through town so they don't.
That's it?
Yeah, they give you glaring looks. And so if you put money in the boot, they give you this little decal like the Mexicans do when you go down to Mexico and you get a little red cross so you don't. They won't stop you again. So they you donate to the boot, you get a little decal so the boot guy doesn't stop you again.
Right.
It's kind of like passage through town.
Rob's leaving.
It's coming out now.
Rob's decided that it's enough. I don't want to be a part of
this
anymore.
Rob actually has a lot of firemen friends that ride. He's got a captain friend in Capitola.
You do?
Johnny,
Rob, if I email
Hi, Johnny,
you.
If I...
Rob,
if I, listening.
Rob, if 10 months go by and you get an email from me to come back, return to the show, will you come back? That was. The,
I'm always here for you.
Yeah, sure you are.
Well, we kind of worked it a little bit for you.
What do you mean
you were waiting
it for
in my car? You're waiting in my in front of my in the handicap parking
when?
For me to get.
No, I saw you yesterday. Sitting in your car. You, right.
Where?
Because wait a minute. Well, one minute, was, you guys had your finger up what you guys were thinking. He said, no, I'm not coming on.
How do you know
Rich
it
comes.
Wasn't just a ploy between Rob and I? To
because
screw with
Trisha
you.
Was involved, and I trust her.
Well, why?
Because you two guys just screw with me. Right?
Well, that's what we're supposed
it's
to
like
do.
It's like juggling. It's like juggling, like the fireman, the fire juggler. With you two.
Hey,
have
Rob,
you come on the show.
When Rob was a skater, he was my wingman. We broke into more parties together. We did quite a few. There were some good entries.
Mm. We can't talk about that.
Yeah, that was...
Who were you worst... Who were you worst behaved with, Doug Hout or Rob Roscoe?
Well,
oh,
Doug,
you
I've got
way more
mileage with Doug.
They way more drugs with Doug, right?
Yeah. Well, because of the 60s, you know.
Right.
No, I go back... Doug and I go back... to what 58 or so 57 58,
right.
And Rob and I go back to 82
80,
yeah.
Last,
yeah.
80
last
question, are you lucky to be alive?
Yeah
you're lucky.
Yeah completely
fortunate.
I think we all are, but I think I thought I would never make it past 30.
Yeah,
because I had the fun button turned to 12.
No, because you were at the hook, and you know
it was not the
off.
Hook, it was just the stuff we were doing and what we were where we were going.
Are you going to start betting with us tonight for dinner afterwards?
No, we just ate.
You just ate? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
he's got to shout out to his mom because his mom turned 99 today.
Right, your mom's birthday today, right?
Mom, happy birthday.
How old is she?
99 years old today.
If she makes it to 100, she has a telegram from the Queen.
Does she?
Yeah. My mom lost at 99, quite make it.
Because she's English.
Who?
Your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my mother's American.
I know, but she might get a telegram from the Queen. Who knows? You've been listening to the Off It Radio Show right here on KS. I want to thank my, I'm exhausted. My guests tonight, Mr. Rob Roscoe. Thank you, Rob, for coming back on the show.
My pleasure,
I
Neil.
To invite you again. Rich, you're done for a while, buddy. No,
I've only got one more thing to say.
What's that? Go ahead.
I forgot.
Ahmed Akbar.
Oh, yeah.
Ali Akbar.
Ali Akbar is what it's called.
Get it right.
Hey, thanks, Chris, for being our engineer tonight. Really appreciate it. You've been listening to the Off It Radio Show right here on KSCO. Tune in tomorrow night for my other show, the Al Local Radio Show, which I do not have a guest for. Maybe I'll invite these two guys back. Not.
Lots of luck.
Good luck with that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week with another Off The Dip Radio Show. Good night to you all. Cheerio.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz.
The Russia probe? Facebook privacy. I'm Ann Cates. CNN is reporting that President Trump, angry about an FBI raid on his personal lawyer, may fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Correspondent Pamela Brown on the White House's rationale.
They believe he has crossed the line in what he can and cannot pursue, and they consider him conflicted since he is a potential witness in the special counsel's investigation because he wrote the memo that justified the firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has been on the hot seat today.
Taking questions from 44 senators in the Joint Judiciary and Commerce Committee's hearing, several of the questions focused on how advertisers know what our preferences are and target specific ads to us.
What we allow is for advertisers to tell us who they want to reach, and then we do the placement. If an advertiser comes to us and says, I'm a ski shop and I want to sell skis to women, then we might have some sense because people shared skiing-related content.
He also says Facebook doesn't sell data to apps and explained that when a user logs on to an app, the user takes that data with them, allowing the data to be collected by the app developer. I'm Jim Roop.
The sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby continues.
The first of five other Cosby accusers took the witness stand late in the afternoon. Heidi Thomas was an aspiring actress in 1984 when she claims Cosby forced her to perform oral sex after giving her a glass of white wine that she claims knocked her out. The prosecution called as their first witness a psychiatrist who's an expert on sexual assault. Barbara Ziv testified about how Andrea Constand's delay in going to the police and her continued contact with Cosby after the alleged assault was normal. During cross-examination, the defense tried to get her to say that a victim usually feels revulsion toward her attacker. The psychiatrist said no, that he had just described the rape myth. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 429 points, the S&P up 44. I'm Ann Cates.
Too bad about radio.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, since television, you know, hardly anybody listens to radio anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's a radio in use for every man, woman, and teenager in America.
Really? Gee, I'd hate to think of them all turning them on at once.
They do. Every morning.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night. Commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million people. That's all.
Right.
Hitting the road is going to cost more this summer. Correspondent Pat Piper.
The Energy Information Administration says plan on a gallon of gas costing 14% more than a year ago. That's an average of $2.74 a gallon. The blame goes to OPEC and Russia, where crude oil is now more than $71 a barrel, the highest in 4 years. Summer highway travel is expected to increase by 1.3% over last summer.
A new study looks at state-by-state differences when it comes to how diseases, injuries, and risk factors impact America's youth, adults, and older populations. In 2016, Hawaii was the state with the highest life expectancy at birth for its residents, topping 81 years. Mississippi had the lowest with a less than 75-year life expectancy. Alabama and Louisiana are also at the bottom in life expectancy. I'm Ann Cates.
If you're looking for a quality multivitamin and mineral product, grab yourself Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a blend of plant-derived minerals combined with vitamins, amino acids, and other beneficial nutrients. This all-natural product contains no starch, wheat, or yeast, with no artificial sweeteners or preservatives, and it's glycemic friendly. Each scoop of the NutriCrystals contain equal amounts of all the nutrients. It starts out as a liquid, then is freeze-dried to ensure each scoop has the same nutrients as the last scoop. So if you want to get your hands on a quality nutritional supplement designed to give the body the raw materials it needs to rebuild, Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine is available in 1-pound canisters and also in 30-count on-the-go stick packs. Contact your local Longevity associate
at radiominerals.com and take action to get healthier starting right now. Radiominerals.com.
listening to everybody's favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO.